This was 61.
This is 61.
Yeah. Now, who conceived the idea, or did you? Was it just a lucky hit that somebody says, "Well, why don't we try this?" And then it really worked.
Well, it was my idea, I hadn't, I didn't have the scenario in mind that we were going to hold. I didn't think we were going to hold up traffic. I hoped that somebody'd notice, you know.
Yeah.
And I certainly didn't occur to me we were going to have police and TV cameras there. But once the thing got going, I said, hey, this is going to be all right. You know, I began realizing that we were creating a stir. So, in any case, that was that story.
Did that help a lot?
I don't know. It was,
a statewide or citywide.
Citywide campaign. You're talking about, and Detroit in those days, interestingly, was 1.8 million, mm-hmm. nearly 2 million people. There would be, we get in the neighborhood of 60,000 votes in February. Well, in March. I think in February we were talking 20,000 votes, 15,000 votes.
In those days,
would be a good
vote. A lot more newspaper exposure too. Would you not?
I think so.
The same thing today.
Probably, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Probably. In any case, that was my first winning campaign, and it was a very, very close race. I was elected in April. I wasn't sworn in until December and took office the 1st of January the following year. So I had a long incubation period during which I cranked down my law practice. I got involved in the election of Jim Brickley as for the city council. Worked on his campaign.
Was it your idea to develop the billboards made out of bricks
to emphasize
the Brickley part?
That's right. That was. I had a kind of a flair for public relations and that sort of thing. And as a matter of fact, I wrote a whole design for his campaign, why he would be elected, how it was to be done, what the theme of the campaign was, and et cetera, et cetera.
Do I recall that during this period the Brinkley-Huntley news team was in much focus, and that the Brinkley part of this was... turned out to be a very
people kept calling him Brinkley because Brinkley was on the TV, and so then Jim and his wife and Polly and I went up to Jim's father's cottage at Higgins Lake after the primary election, and he had won in the primary, and it was just kind of a crank down thing and then a brainstorming session. And I remember the three of them were all napping one afternoon, and I was sitting at the kitchen table laboriously drawing up the name Brickley made out of bricks. And I liked it, the way it looked. And then ultimately we used that for the billboards. We used it for bumper stickers. And I, in addition to the name Brickley in red bricks, I had the phrase underneath it was, "Is the new man for council," and the new man became his theme. Anyway, that was an interesting thing. And at the same time, I was involved in managing a campaign for two Republican candidates to the Constitutional Convention of 1963. Which was being elected that very same summer. And I managed the campaign of a fellow named Bill Cudlip, who was a principal member of the firm of Dickinson Wright. And he had a pretty easy time. He was being elected from Bob Waldron's Grosse Pointe district.
He also was pretty well known, was he?
And pretty well known. But the one who had the tough campaign that I was very pleased with, having engineered a win for him, was Rockwell T. Gust Jr.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because Rocky Gust was a candidate in a district which had always been held by the Democrats, and so we managed to get a victory for him, and that was quite an accomplishment. Anyway.